Oren Simon Tov Reish Nun Aleph Sif. Hey, the Rama says, "V'leiver chak paramachas v'yom afal pi she notlo kama pa'amim." You should only make the bracha one time, even if you take the lulav and esrog multiple times, because you want to do it for hider mitzvah like the minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim. So you should still only make the bracha once. Sif vav, v'leiver shechiyanu b'shas asiyas lulav el b'shas netilah. So you should not make the bracha when you make the lulav, rather when you actually take the lulav. Chai Adam says that if you didn't make a shechiyanu on the first day, you can make a shechiyanu even until the seventh day when you take the lulav. Sif zayin. Masa base yad v'nasim v'lulav v'natalo. If you put something which will allow you to hold the lulav, but not directly with your hand, and you put it in there, shabir dami, that counts. L'kicha l'edei v'achash ma'l'kicha, because taking the lulav using something else does work. Avad shalo sh'avad sh'yehe derech kavod, as long as it's an honorable way for it. Avalim eino derech kavod, if it's not, k'on sh'nasim lulav v'kli v'natalo. Like if you put it in a kli, that's disrespectful to it. Then lo yata v'im karchal of sudar. If you wrap a kerchief or something around it, unatalon, you pick it up. O shakarch sudar al yado unatalon. You wrap the sudar on your hand and you pick it up. Yesh omrim de lo yata. Some say you're not yotze in that situation. The Rama says anago lahachmir lahasir tefillin. This is why machmir to take off the tefillin, v'tabaos and rings mi adam av midina in lachash hol ve'in kol yad mechusa behen. But really make it in. It's really okay, as long as the hand is not completely covered. So too, wearing gloves on your hands or something like that would be a problem. That which Chaber writes is in Yesh Omrim, because the Ran holds that you are Yotze because it's batel to the hand. But wrapping a kerchief or something around the lulav, even the Ran would say that that's going to be a problem because it's not l'kicha tama. Therefore, if you did, you would do it again without a bracha. The Ari, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, saying that you should actually make the bracha in the morning before going to shul. You should go into your sukkah and make the bracha on the lulav and then do the rest of the nanuim when you get to shul. And there's different opinions in the poskim when to do it, whether it's better to do it in the morning in the sukkah, or you should wait until you do it in shul in order to do the to make the bracha and shake the lulav. Some achronim write that even though midina there is a hakpada mishum chatzitza, even though the hand is not completely covered by things, and therefore if you did it before taking off your tefillin, so then you should do it again without a bracha. You do the nanuim when you make the bracha. Also, you do it two times because we repeat it twice. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if you take the lulav not during the halal, you should then you do the na'anum, even though you're going to do it again at the time of halal, but you should not shake when you say the shem Hashem. Ola na'anum, you bring the lulav close to you. The Eliyahu Rabba brings from the Maharil, it says that he used to remain standing in his place facing the Mizrach when he would do all the Nanum. He would just turn his hands into different places, but not actually turn his face or his body to the different places. Someone who doesn't have the Arba Minim during the time of Halal, Rabbi Yashav says that it's better to say Halal B'Yechidus and then be able to borrow the Arba Minim later on to do Halal when you're saying it B'Yechidus, then to say Halal B'Tzibur without a Dalid Minim. Different opinions about how to do the shaking at Ana Shemoshiana, if you should stretch it out, each shaking into two words or not.